This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, again, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Get a shirt, hashtag stand, because you know why? You want to stand for your freedom. You want to stand for your liberty. You want to stand for what's right, for everything that's right in America. And I really do appreciate the time that we're spending together on the air, again, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and get involved. Seriously. Don't just sit there and be Facebook warriors. Do something about it. And the ones that are, you already know. Don't. Sometimes you guys, I don't know, what are you, like all old Italian guys? You get all guilty when I start talking about, and you send me emails and tell me what you've done. You don't have to. I believe you. But just get involved. Get engaged. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, will join us after the first break. Always enjoy when he's on with me. So, in another squishy, squiggly, squishy moment, this, you know, guys, this stuff infuriates me. Because I don't know. I would love a psychologist to come on the show. And I've had a few of them on the show, but then they get a little nervous. Maybe because I'm asking them to tell the truth. I don't know. I don't know why they get nervous. But you sit here and you say, the stuff that's going on with these kids, the stuff that some of these parents are doing to their children, it can't be good for them. At least that's what I think. And most of them will tell me, you're right, you know, it's not good for them. So here we now have, let's see if I can get the audio on this, would be really nice. But we have, to ensure that every child wins, Washington Athletic Association, this is like so freaky, we're going to put this up later on. God, they take the soccer ball away from the kids. Think about that. And the reason they take the soccer ball away from the kids is, A, so nobody will get hurt, and B, so nobody will feel bad. But I'm thinking to myself, if you're an adult and you're sitting in the stands and you're watching this game being played where people are chasing an imaginary ball, and they actually really think that they kicked it? Do you know what I'm saying here? Does it? You know what I mean? Isn't that kind of whacked? I'm just asking. I would be sitting there. Your grandparents show up, right? Grandpa comes in, World War II vet, hero. He comes in for the weekend to go see his grandson play a soccer game. And about 5 minutes into the game, he's looking at his daughter going, what are they chasing? Why are they kicking nothing? How'd the coach call a foul? There's no ball to call a foul with. Can you see that poor guy? He's rethinking his whole life at that point. So in Olympia, Washington, they're playing a new kind of youth soccer to address the negative effects of competition. That's right, now competition's bad. I bet you these loons would outlaw the Olympics, wouldn't they? Soccer's now being played without a ball. They're calling it ball-less soccer. Yeah. I could have a field day with that. I'm gonna be a good boy. Here in Olympia, we've been looking at the competition impacts you. It's up in what do you call it there? Oh, wait a minute. Actually, this is a I can't stand it. I grabbed the wrong site, but nonetheless, okay? They were teaching these kids how to play. Somebody grabbed this and ran it aside. Anyhow, I'm going to do this story anyway because it's funny. I can see somebody doing this. Can you see the loons in Washington doing this?
So are you saying this is satire?
I don't know. I saw this in two or three different places. But anyway, let's just have some fun with it. Can we have some fun with it?
Have some fun.
Thank you. Because I don't get to do it that often. Most of the time, people throw stuff at me. Here in Olympia, we've been looking at how competition impacts youth. It's usually kind of negative, especially if you're on the losing team, said Helen Coyle. Now, think, this goes back to the 80s. Remember when everybody got a trophy for showing up, and they didn't. That was the first time. I remember going to a T-ball game, which I never understood. You put the ball right there where they can hit it. Right? Doesn't move. But anyway. And the kids would hit the T-ball. And they'd run around bases. And they don't call anybody out or safe. And they don't keep scoring. You're going, how do they know what they're doing? How do they know when to stop running? And what happens if you do get tagged with the ball? Does anybody get any accolades for anything? Good job for tagging him out. Good job, Johnny, for getting tagged out. I mean, I know this goes so far past me. Anyway, so last year she said, we took away the notion of scoring. This has got to be an 80s story. Which meant there were no winners and there was no losers. But in many ways, we felt it just didn't go far enough. So we actually took away the ball. Now, see, I wish I could play the video. I know it's radio. Get over yourselves. But the video just had me howling. I was laughing so hard. To see those kids chasing something that didn't exist would have been great. And I wish we were on late at night and we had an all-adult audience because I could have a field day with this. Coaching ball-less soccer is very difficult from my perspective because I have to do a lot of imagining. Any coach can coach a kid on soccer skills and having fun out there, but the real challenge of my job is coaching in ball-less soccer. Trying to keep track of where the ball is. You know, when you see the video, and he's pointing to something that doesn't exist, you can tell the kids are looking around going, okay. Anyway, we'll see. Corey's in the sport. We'll see if he'd like his kids to play ball-less soccer. Right in line with ball-less basketball. Can you imagine that? How about ball-less baseball? How would you know when you hit it? And which way to run? What if two people sit there at him? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
In the Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now listen up. Seriously, you got to get involved in the conversation. You got to be part of the process. All right? You got to be willing to lay it out there, like my next guest always is. Do me a favor. Have your facts, please. Please, please, please. Have your. I've been listening to the people fight back on the Affordable Care Act, right? And I'm listening to these numbers you guys are throwing out there. They make absolutely no sense. And you don't have your facts together, which means they're going to rip us apart. And the reason they're going to rip us apart is because, again, you don't have the facts. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. Always like when he's on with me. Corey, thanks for being with me. Corey? Well, I thought you were here. Gotta be your phone, man. You there? Hello? Hold on. For some odd reason, it doesn't want to pick you up. So hold on a second. We'll see what we can do here. Don't you love, I love phone systems. Especially when they work right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Come on, Corey, join us. You there? Are you there? He's not there. How about now? Is he there now? No, you're not. All right, let me work on this, and so you hang tight for a second. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation, seriously. You know, I mean, if you think about it, you only get one, when you're stuck in your own head, you only get one side of the conversation. How does that work? How do we make that work? You need to have input from all sides. You need to have everybody. I've always said this to you guys, and I mean it sincerely. Right? You need to be able to. You need to be able to hear where somebody else is coming from. The facts that you, like I told you earlier, when I grab these people, yeah, you know that's not going to work. You know why it's not going to work? It's not going to work because I don't want it, because I want it to work. All right, Corey, we're going to get back to you. We'll get back to you at the break. How's that? All right. Just perfect. You want to see a phone go through a window? No, we're going to make one, though. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The reason I started to say what I was saying is I was irritated because I'm watching all these comments about the ACA, and nobody, you guys, you've got to have the right information. You've got to have the right stats. Right? And if you don't have the right stats, if you know, statistics, whatever the heck you want to call. If you don't have the right statistics, then you make us all look like fools. Because you actually start fighting it in these my Facebook warriors, which I don't get, but whatever. Right? You get stuck on a number that you heard. You get stuck on where we're at with the Affordable Care Act. And then they get to shove it right in your face, and it just makes us all look like fools. So make sure you have the real numbers. Make sure you really know how many people were insured or uninsured, how many people will be uninsured. You know, one guy was, I was telling you this the other night, one guy was talking about in the area I live in, there's little over 200,000 people. And he was talking about how 77,000 people in our area would lose their health insurance. And I'm thinking, what is that, 10 times the rate that the CBO was suggesting would lose it? Or even the Democrats would suggest, except for that one guy. What do you say we're going to lose, 93 million lives? 93 million people are going to die. I don't know. Maybe a third of the country is going to die. Right? Because before that, a third of the country was dying every year before the Affordable Health Care Act went in. Yeah, I was going to hang everything on this, but I'm already down this, halfway down this road anyway. But seriously, you know, the way these people talk about this, right? So get your numbers together. The number, the 24 million, and we just did this story last night. I just did some research on this. The 24 million people that they're talking about that they think are going to die or lose their health insurance or, what was it, Nancy Pelosi? Huh? Tens of thousands of people are going to die every year. Schumer comes on and says, We know that tens of thousands of people or hundreds of thousands of people are going to die every year because of this, because they won't have insurance. No, they won't be forced. Can we make a difference here? They won't be forced to buy this insurance. And for those of you who think this is a good thing because the government, you know, can absorb the cost, the government doesn't absorb it. Do you know something? Guess what? The government doesn't absorb any costs. We do. We pay for this. Do you understand that? It's coming out of your pocket and my pocket. But the Dems have no problem spending your money and my money. They love us. They're good with it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. But again, so again, get your numbers right. Of the 20-some-odd million, what was there, 19 million people that signed up for Obamacare? 19 million. I don't know how, I'm kind of confused. If only 19 million signed up, how would 24 million lose their insurance that they got under Obamacare? I'm just asking. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I didn't do well in math. So this is kind of confusing to me. Right? You had 6 million people that lost their insurance because it didn't meet up with, Commodore Obama's health care plan. Right? So we take 6 right off the top. I think that's what, about 13 million if you go with their 19 million. That leaves you about 13 million. There were 11 million people that were shoved on that. 11. Yes, I said 11. You are correct. 11 million people that were put in that plan because Medicare pushed them over to that plan. So if you're forced to do these things, how is that? How does that make any sense? I don't know. Whatever. All right, so I'm going to try to get Corey on after this first break. But while that's happening, I want you to think about something. There was a bunch of illegal aliens or illegal alien protesters that blocked the exit of an ICE van or an ICE bus. Okay, when they had the deportees on the bus and they were taking them out. My question for you on the other side of the break is, what would you have done? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Corey, where are you?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, that's weird. That is so weird. That it's, anyway, doesn't matter, does it? Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. Again, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. I know some of you were looking forward to Corey joining us, but technology being what it is, not cooperating, we'll do the best we can. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're here with us. Corey, if you're listening, let's see if this thing works. Or if nothing works, we're going to have a problem. Corey's birthday. I think he's going to be 29 again. I'm not sure. Corey, this is for you. You know, we'll probably get shut down, won't we? What's that?
10 seconds.
I know.
Love you.
You know, this is, now if we had Stevie here live, you think they shut us down? This is for Corey. Corey, happy 29th birthday again to you. I appreciate what you do for us. I appreciate the time that you come on the show and put up with some of this crazy stuff that's going on here. Like I said, from a technology standpoint, always a lot of fun. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm such an idiot. Corey, call in on that line. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, let me see what I can, I know. Some of you say just get on with it. I will get on with it. I'm just irritated because I enjoy having him on so much. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so apparently in Medusa magazine, right? This is apparently a feminist magazine. They're talking about the solution to white privilege, or the solution, they say, to white supremacy is white abortion. Which I think is really interesting that all of a sudden they're concerned with abortion, right? And in New York 2 years ago, there were more black babies aborted than there were born. In a progressive society, it's often white families that stand in the way of equality and justice. Systemic white supremacy depends first and foremost on the white family unit. When white conquerors forcefully penetrated the indigenous, egalitarian homeland of the native peoples of America, they were quick to replicate their white societies. Initiating their, it goes on to talk about how we have forced ourselves on societies all over the world. Which is not really true. Right? When the Europeans came here, when people came here from Europe and those places to colonize, to have a better life. Isn't it funny they hate us for the same thing, for the same things that they want us to accept doing today? You know, people coming here for a better life, a better way. It's no surprise that the American fascination with the white family unit has gone hand-in-hand with historical proliferation of white supremacy. That's right. After Bacon's Rebellion, white micro-feetans thought it necessary to expand the definition of white family to encompass the entirety of white society. There's a lot of whiteness going on here. So as to coerce the working class to fight amongst itself based on racial lines. Now, whites are embedded from birth with a sense of common white identity. And this identity conditions them to replicate the white family unit. And it furthers the cycle of white supremacy in America. In 1973, the Supreme Court consisting entirely of men, eight of whom were white, ruled that the termination of pregnancy was constitutional up until the third trimester. For decades, progressives have championed this decision as a victory for the cause of women's rights. However, it is time we challenge this problematic notion. First of all, it's critical to understand that the... Now this is the writer. This isn't Joe, so don't send me emails saying, can't believe you believe this. It's critical to understand that the appeal to abortions being constitutional reinforces white supremacy. I mean, these people could probably find white supremacy in chocolate milk, couldn't they? Or what if I had chocolate Cocoa Puffs for breakfast with chocolate milk? You think they'd be upset? This stuff gets me to the point where I can't even speak anymore. We've gotten to the point now where we're being white, anything white, a reference to white is racism. Remember I said to you, they were stealing these words from us. Right, they're taking the words from us. And what I mean by that, when somebody used to call you a racist years ago, what did you do? You would stop and check yourself. You would stop and see, what am I putting out there? What am I saying? What am I doing that's leading these people to believe that I believe in white supremacy? Right? I believe in white superiority. Now it's gotten to the point where since they attach white supremacy to everything, they attach the word racism to everything, bigotry to everything, homophobia to everything, Islamophobia to everything. It has no meaning. They have made these words of no effect. It's that simple. And there's no way around it. Right? And they're talking about the Constitution in the article's pretty long. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But they talk about the Constitution also being... And reinforcing white supremacy. Why? Because the Constitution was drafted and signed by white men for white men. Slavery was constitutional. You know, these people who talk about this white supremacy on a regular basis, right? The left. They talk about this and beat this up on a regular basis. How come they never mention the Civil War? How come they never mention the hundreds of thousands of white men who died to free the black men, or the black man, or black society? Why don't they ever bring that up? Why is that not part of the equation as a whole? Second, the notion of choice in abortion is inherently white supremacist as well. Women of color do not often have the same privilege to choose termination as do white women. Really? Is that why there were more black babies aborted in New York than black babies that were born? She goes on to say that for social, religious, economic, and ethical reasons, women of color may experience roadblocks on the path to body autonomy. Look how they use these words to make it sound so clean, right? What white woman would never be forced to confront due to their privilege of being born in a white suburb? You don't think that white people, that a white woman who gets pregnant doesn't make a decision to have an abortion based on social, religious, economic, and ethical reasons? Are you serious? I mean, really, how much dope do you have to smoke to come up with that? There are white women, plenty of white women in poor areas. Or do we not count the Hispanic women either? And for social and religious, oh, come on. So black people are more religious than white people? There's no equality there? Are you saying that white women, some of them don't make decide not to have an abortion or can't have an abortion or feel guilty about having an abortion because of religious reasons? The Bible talks about life. God's the only one that has the right to take a life or keep a life. So if that's so what he chooses to do. As I said, he. Whatever. Right, I've always got the kick out of that. I give you guys, some of you are new listeners to the show, so this will be a new example for you, but I always thought it was interesting that in, you know, if I happen to hit a woman in my car when she's on her way to an abortion clinic, she's on her way to the abortion clinic, and I knock her over and the baby dies. Yeah, notice I said the baby. I get brought up on involuntary manslaughter. It's really that's how? She was going to get rid of that blob of cells to have it sucked out of her body. That was okay. That's cool. Me knocking her over with my car by accident, she loses the baby, and guess what? It's not right. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back, I promise.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I swear. 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, so let's get, Corey's going to join us in the next hour. Unless he falls asleep like an old man, he's going to join us in the next hour. So we'll get back to, I mean, there's really some crazy stuff going on. So apparently the way we can take care of a white privilege, according to Medusa magazine, is we can start having more white abortions. That's really the way to do it. And they're trying to say that the choice... Yeah, I'm just going to jump right into it. I don't know what to tell you. See, they're trying to say the choice in abortion is all about white supremacy. Because women of color do not have the same choices as white women because of... And check this out. Because of social, religious, economic, or ethical reasons. So apparently... Black society dictates it's okay to have an abortion. Apparently, black people aren't religious, or actually are too religious. Right? From an economic standpoint, black people don't have enough money to get an abortion. and their ethics will get in the way of them having an abortion. This is, I'm just reading it the way they wrote it. However, white people, from a social standpoint, have no problem getting an abortion. White people aren't religious enough to stop from getting an abortion. Economics doesn't bother them. And, you know, from an ethical standpoint, white people have no ethics. So it's not an issue for them. Under the present circumstances, women of color simply don't have the absolute choice when it comes to their bodies. When did this happen? When did it happen that black women, women of color, or black women, don't have a right to choose what they want to do with their own body? Is that just a white thing, apparently, all of a sudden? The writing goes on to say it's time to stop pretending that they stand on equal footing with white women when it's been proven that the embedded systems of white supremacy do not act impartially to all women. Because white supremacy prevents women of color from their freedom to choose. Well, apparently in New York City, they're not having that problem. In New York as a whole, they're not having that problem, considering the amount of abortions on black women that are performed in New York. White women, it's time for you to do your part. Your white children reinforce the white supremacist society that benefits you. If you claim to be progressive and yet willingly birth white children in your own choice or by your own choice, you are a hypocrite. White women should be encouraged to abort their white children and to use their freed up time and resources to assist women of color who have no other choice but to raise their children. Now, this is not, I'm just telling you, this is not one of those crazy satirical sites or satire sites. We've read this stuff before, right? We've had professors at colleges say that the only way this gets fixed is we have to wait for the white people to die off. And this is allowed. See, you know, I don't know if you guys heard, but there were ads going out. What's that Lila Rose organization?
Live Action.
Live Action, right? So they were putting out ads on Twitter or putting out tweets against abortion and what it's all about. And Twitter told them they had to stop because it went against their insensitivity rules or what have you. Just nuts. And I'm thinking, okay, so the only way they were going to be allowed to do that is they had to change the organizational structure. Right, this is what Twitter told them. They would have to clean up their website, clean up their past tweets, and come at this again. Now, I'm sure Planned Parenthood can advertise all they want. They can send out all they want. Nobody's going to stop them, right? But when it came to live action, that was an issue. That was a problem. Just amazing. Seriously, just amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, head up to Facebook or wherever you watch or listen or wherever you hang out a lot. There's a live feed on Facebook and there's a live feed on the website. You know, again, just get involved in the conversation. Smarter people than I up there. So, you know, we always talk about the left likes to believe they're the most tolerant people in the room, right? They're accepting of everybody. They're open arms, open hearts. They want everybody to feel wanted. They want everybody to feel part of the program. But in Alabama, or an Alabama school district, they banned books by Reagan, Coulter, and Levine. I don't know. I can see Coulter sometimes with some of the stuff she writes. But Reagan? So high school in Alabama has a local community up in arms after the county school board banned conservative-leaning books from a voluntary educational summer reading list. Now, I had this fight in my own hometown about 9 years ago. There was an approved reading list, and part of it was actually you had to read if you belonged to a certain class. There were books that you had to read by the time you got back to school. And the books, one of the books had a descriptive rape scene in it. And it was okay. I mean, to the general teaching populace. It was fine. It was a good thing. And being newly on the school board at the time, I didn't understand this. So I said, look, this is not a book I'd want my daughter to read. I've got one daughter that could have easily handled it. I have another daughter that would not have been happy about it at all and would have been bothered by it. So as a parent, I thought I should have that right to make that decision, and I wanted to give that to other people. And I couldn't believe the pushback we got on it. That it was fine. It was fine for all. So now I have a small group of teachers or a small group of people telling me what's the best for my child. Because they know my child better. And it's a one-size, think about it, it's a one-size-fits-all, right? So that book is good for every child. But we know that's not true. We allow kids to opt out of all kinds of things. We allow parents to opt out of all kinds of things. But in this case, they were going to have those children read that book. And I felt that was wrong. So instead of banning the book, because somebody made a comment that this is like this is like censoring books, like banning books, like burning books. You couldn't, you know, I said, what are you, nuts? All I want to do is send a slip home that tells the parents what's in these books and which ones they're okay with and which ones they're not okay with. What's wrong with that? It's just amazing. So, Gene Ponder, he's at the Spanish Fort High School, has offered the bonus assignment to study for nearly a students for this nearly a decade, instructing his pupils to read at least one publication before the end of the summer. The list features books by conservative and libertarian authors, including Ann Coulter, Mark Levine, even President Ronald Reagan. Local liberals and some politicians immediately slammed the reading material, saying there was a lack of diversity of ideas, as well as whether it met the reading levels required for the 12th grade AP class. A P class. A 12th grade high-level class. One person complained about the list on social media, saying, the slant on this list is inappropriate and unbalanced. A short time later, the Baldwin County Board of Education pulled the plug on Mr. Ponder's summer project. And he's had this thing for 10 years. Well, they finally figure it out. It banned the books and instructed students to ignore the assignment. Mr. Ponder's reading list that is going around on social media has not been endorsed by the school system. That's according to one official. The list has been removed by the teacher. Baldwin County Public Schools has a process to vet and approve reading lists so that the variety of sources are used. I expect all employees to follow our process, procedures, and policies. Now, look, if he broke the policy, right? If he knew it and didn't follow it, then shame on him. He should have followed it. But what I find really interesting is that a book by a president has been pulled. I mean, what did he write about? Did he write about how bad the left was? Did he call them all kinds of names? What did he do that was so terrible? That would be my curiosity. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I'm not going to be able to pull this off. I'll do it the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. I believe there's a live feed on Facebook as well. So you can head up there. And there's smarter people than I in those chat rooms or feeds, if you would. And if I'm making you nuts, you can always listen to them. You can always talk amongst yourselves, as they used to say. But we come back, I'm believing that Corey Duncan is going to join us, our mad black man from Baltimore, in the next hour. Also, we're going to talk about the Democrats who are griping about secrecy in Washington. But in Sacramento, California, the Republicans, they don't know anything. They're not allowed to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a little bit.